All right, so this guy in Missouri
walks into a bar.
A guy walks into a bar. No. He broke into a costume shop in Kansas City, Missouri, and stole a giant chicken costume. Sure.
Okay.
Who doesn't do that?
Yeah. What was he going to do with said chicken costume?
Well, thank you for asking.
A priest and a rabbi from Missouri, and one of them's got a talking dog.
All right, so he steals the chicken costume. And by the way, this included a big yellow cape and feathered hat. I mean, if you're going to steal
it. So he was Chicken Man is what he was. Yeah.
Chicken Man, maybe Chicken Pimp. Who knows? We don't know. He went immediately to a nearby restaurant called The Cashew. Why?
Why?
It was wing night. There's no word on how many discounted chicken wings he put down before the cops tracked him down inside and yes.
Charged him with cannibalism?
Arrested him. Like, hey, buddy, that's kind of disturbing. You want to back off?
You're too young to remember the classic radio show Super Chicken.
Brock, 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 Brock!
You do? Excellent.
It's Chicken Man. It's Chicken Man. What is it? He's Chicken Man. He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
It was something.
Oh, Lord. We appreciate that this woman that we're about to talk about now wanted to serve out a little bit of hillbilly justice to a spider that dared to enter her home. I got it. I hate spiders, too. However, there are better ways to kill said animals.
Than burning down the house?
Yep. 34-year-old Jenny Griffith of Hutchison, Kansas, spotted a spider in her house at 1:30 in the morning on Friday and decided, gonna teach it a lesson. She threw some towels on top of it and used her cigarette lighter to set the towels on fire.
Smashing it wasn't good enough?
In her home. I don't know if this killed the fire. I don't know if it killed the spider in the process. They seem to be rather durable creatures, but she did set her house on fire. Fire department came, put out the fire before it spread too far. Jenny was arrested for aggravated arson. How can you be arrested for arson of your own home when she was just trying to defend herself from this horrible creature? It's a pretty serious charge. She lives in a duplex. Oh, there were other people in the other half when she set the place on fire. Jenny, you're an idiot. God. And last but not least, an elderly woman in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Don't really care about what happened here. I just like saying Ypsilanti.
Yeah.
You know, in Sheboygan. She was in her backyard feeding some birds on Friday when a guy in a Batman costume suddenly showed up. He where did people get this idea? He said he wanted money from her and asked her if her husband was sleeping inside. She told him that her husband was not sleeping. In fact, he was inside with a loaded shotgun.
And if you keep this up, Shia LaBeouf is going to come over.
Batman apologized for trying to rob her and then took off running. Cops say Batman was a black guy between 5'7 and 6 feet tall wearing gray sweatpants.
Well, that's different casting.
Ben the mask and cape. So...
Batman Unchained.
You know, it's a good idea. Why couldn't Batman be a black guy?
He could.
Black man.
I'm Batman.
No, 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 no. No, but they'd have to change the theme, man. They'd have to put some funk into it. You know?
I could imagine
the George Clinton do the Batman.
Yeah. Oh, and then the Batmobile would need like 20-inch spinners on it.
Now, let's, you know? Before we go any further, let's.
You could hear him coming.
There are several superhero categories that would fit just fine into the old blaxploitation movies of the 70s and 80s.
Dude, yes. Who are you? I'm Black Man. This is my faithful sidekick, 40.
Oh, my.
Just saying.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
Can't come quickly enough.
All right, here we go. Les, where are you when I need you, brother? Man was stabbed during the BET Awards.
Laughing.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, you should read some of the things he sends me via text. A man was stabbed during the BET Awards pre-show party in Hollywood. Organizers were shocked that nobody was shot, too. Police have narrowed the list of suspects down to everyone else at the BET Awards. Rumors are flying that Jay-Z apparently has been getting very close with another woman. Huh. You know, crazy as it sounds, but it's almost as if a guy whose biggest hit was Big Pimpin' ain't exactly into life as a marital fidelity kind of guy. I don't know. Ben Affleck apparently added 10 pounds of muscle for his role as Batman. That's according to his bench press spotter, Matt Damon. CNBC anchor Simon Hobbs accidentally outed Apple CEO Tom Cook as gay. Fortunately, he's on CNBC, so nobody was watching. A new report is revealing that the popularity of the name Elsa has soared as a result of Disney's Frozen. But if you're wondering how your child might feel about that, just ask 10-year-old named Nemo and a 20-year-old named Simba.
I suppose there are those out there.
I'm sure there are. A Seattle company is now launching a food truck that sells, ready for this? Meals laced with weed. Or as it's known in Denver, a food truck. Saudi Arabia is apparently threatening to deport non-Muslims. Unless, of course, the non-Muslims can prove that they have a respect for Islam's holy sites, have a basic understanding of the Quran, and arm strength enough to stone a woman to death for attempting to drive. Why, we don't like Saudi Arabian jokes? Is that it? Black man is okay, but Saudi Arabian jokes are not. According to a new survey, 55% of Americans say Hillary Clinton can understand the problems of average Americans, especially the problems average Americans have of keeping their husbands from groping other women. Speaking of which, Miss Florida had her crown taken away because pageant officials counted the ballots wrong. Yes. After several recounts, it was finally determined that the new Miss Florida, George W. Bush.
The hanging chads were the difference there.
I don't know anything about Chad. Maryland woman was served a bag of marijuana at a Sonic drive-thru, which is very disturbing because actually she ordered crack. That has been a quick look at the news. Thank you for being with us. Please use all the information I've provided to you for good, not for evil.
Thank you for coming in, Mohach Nubar. Please have a seat.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Amninidabab. What's up?
Well, Mohach Nubar, you've been with us at Al-Qaeda for, 3 years? Well, I'll cut to the chase. We've got to let you go.
You're firing me? But why?
Well, we're headed in a different direction, and now is just the best time to make a clean break.
But what about that bombing I did last month?
See, the problem there was that you were supposed to be a suicide bombing, and you're still here.
But I killed 18 people.
And we were hoping for 19. Look, we are paying for a position we were supposed to have eliminated.
Well, give me another chance. I'm sure I can kill myself next time.
Mohach Nubar, this wasn't my call, but the decision has been made, and I am sorry. There is just not a place for you with Al-Qaeda anymore.
Oh, man. My dad is going to kill me.
I know.
No, literally. He's going to kill me.
Yeah, I know. But look at the generous severance package we have for you. Here is a pound of Afghani hash and a pregnant goat. If you would stop by HR on the way out for your exit interview, and thank you for your service to Al-Qaeda. Good luck, Mohach Nubar. And hey, man, if you need a gig, I know a guy in Iraq. He may be able to help you out.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.